The Black Hills monuments are known across our land, but not too far away are other stones that stand. Near its northern border, the treed Black Hills descend into rolling grassland. Its gentle slopes extend. Too few who travel by will visit or explore the markers on the lawn at exit 34. The rows and rows of stones stand proudly to defend the honor of the spirits lost to both kin and friend. In green grass or in snow, they sparkle in the sun. They speak of wars long fought and some that were not won. The kin they left behind and old friends bound by war know of last full measures at exit 34. Upon that rolling lawn for everyone to see stand some of the reasons that each of us is free. Those rows of monuments pay tribute to our dead. As you pass, give homage. Or maybe stop instead. Sacrifice a moment to those who've given more. The gates are always open at exit 34. It's a real special place.
Kip Sorley has several poems about Vietnam hidden in his satchel. Not many people have seen them. He's given some to the VA hospital to use with discretion when somebody needs to know they're not alone in how they feel.
I'm not a group person. I have to do it. It's got to be personal. And by putting it into words, if somebody reads those words and it helps them, then I've really done my job.
Sorley says by putting his war experience on paper, it helps him release the weight he's carried around for years.
I've never let out. I mean, even my wife didn't even know I was in the service for almost 20 years.
Kip Sorley says he started writing poems for veterans when he realized he wasn't the only one hurting. He was diagnosed with diabetes and spent time at the VA hospital in Montana.
I met a whole bunch of other veterans that had run away and move to Montana and live up in the mountains, and who felt the same kind of thoughts that I felt. And it was the first time in my life that I felt that there were other people that felt the same way I did.
Sorley is writing a poem for his family to read after he's gone. It's about 60 pages so far.
It's probably not any good, but it's honest.
He writes all of his poetry longhand with a pen and pad of paper. He says sometimes it takes 100 revisions before he considers it done. Sorley says writing and rhyming words heals his scars.
The scars will still always be there, but I think they won't bleed as much.
Writing about the truth helps him understand and accept his past. Today, he's a cowboy poet, and years ago, he was a soldier.
I think veterans and cowboys have a lot in common.
He just happens to have a poem that combines the two. It's called Calves and Friends. Remember the line earlier that he doesn't like losing calves?
With pencil in his hand, the cowboy sat and thought of calves he'd catch and brand, and of a war still fought. But there appeared no word describing now or then. Of bawling calves he heard, of dead and dying men. A cauterizing brand will leave a scar behind, not like the ones unplanned that fester in his mind. Scenes seared into his mind are sharp and clear inside. But words he wants lined are words not wrote. They're cried. Spring calves that he finds dead are like the friends he lost. And words are best unsaid that can't convey the cost. His inept pencil's curse he knows will not be cured, and lifeless calves make worse the dreams of war endured. He camps on open range, both miles and years from then. It is a fair exchange for words he cannot pen. His pencil holds a flood of words he will not write, of burning flesh and blood, of friends he sees at night. He does not rant or rave. He holds the hurt within, and calves he cannot save remind him where he's been. If he could just set free the million words not penned, perhaps, if that could be, his dreams would find an end.